If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Oh, hello there. I am Usador the Blue, and I have used my powerful sorcery to inject myself into the Hello from the Magic Tavern podcast feed to introduce you to the trailer for Voyage to the Stars. Now, fret not, for we shall return shortly with our normal episode. But today, I have had a vision, and I must bring you something incredible and more exciting than 20,000 roaring orcs. It's a preview of a new podcast out now from Earwolf called Voyage to the Stars. Yes, and you, gentle listener, should give it your utmost attention. Voyage to the Stars is like a sci-fi sitcom for thine ears. They have taken the time to prepare a great script and handed it to a bunch of funny people from television shows like The Good Place, and then let them improvise. This show is full of amazing stars. Felicia Day. Oh, how her voice reminds me of my sweet Genlevia. But she's been on everything, like Mystery Science Theater 3000, Supernatural, and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. What if she's met Spintax? Colton Dunn, from Superstore and Key and Peele. Janet Varney, from The Legend of Korra, and plenty of other comedy podcasts, I would imagine. Steve Berg, from The Good Place. Someday I shall harness the power of all of these stars for myself. But no matter. Here's the gist. A crew of misfits boards an alien spaceship and winds up on the wrong side of the universe. Each episode, they must try to get back home. Interesting. It's funny stuff, and the first episode is out now, so you can check it out. Look up Voyage to the Stars in your podcast app and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. I'm sure Arnie will listen for tips on how to get home. Now, let us list unto that clip.
What up? It's Colton Dunn.
Janet Varney.
Steve Berg.
And Felicia Day.
And this, my friends, is
Voyage to the Stars!
That was really good, you guys. We didn't plan it. All right, now everyone, this is a sci-fi series that follows the adventures of a group of misfits.
Hey, that's us.
Yeah, Steve, take a breath. Okay. Anyway, they accidentally board an alien spaceship. It sends them on the wrong side of a wormhole, and now they have to find a way back to Earth.
Which reminds me, is there a right side of a wormhole?
Unknown.
Like, Voyage to Stars is basically about a group of people who definitely should not be making first contact with alien races,
yeah.
And they end up making a mess of the universe one planet at a time.
Buddy, here's the deal. I play a captain. Felicia's our know-it-all science officer. Steve's a bumbling janitor. And Janet's the voice of our sarcastic AI.
Wait a minute. You gave all of us a negative adjective except for yourself. You said you were the captain, and then you berated each one of us.
So this is not your typical sci-fi epic. It's actually improvised by us and the other awesome comedians we have on the show.
Why don't you take a listen to some of our favorite moments?
Science entry anomalous ship 12.90F. We really need to name this ship because anomalous is a really complicated word to say.
Where's the voice coming from?
Punching the air, the captain of the ship?
Yes, alien, no, I am the captain.
Why would he be the captain? He is not.
My name is Tucker, and I'm the captain.
No, he isn't. That's not.
Tucker as captain.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, this is not good.
I am the captain of this ship?
Yes, sir, you are effectively in charge. Except for I'm mostly in charge.
Well, what would really state this guy is a little bit of grandma's apple pie. Whoa.
What just appeared?
Is that an apple pie?
Okay, don't touch it.
First of all, I'm the captain here. I know exactly how to deal with this. I'm going to punch this pie.
Okay, that is so messy.
Okay, this has been the worst episode of Stew Crew ever. The next one is
going to space,
yeah,
man!
We're going to space. We're out of here.
That's not really my voice, is it?
Oh, that's exactly how you sound.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Clearly you.
So sorry.
So grating.
Voyage to the Stars is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss a moment of this epic space mess.
But like, messy in a fun way.
Yeah, no, that's what I meant. Didn't sound like I was saying it was not cool.
I don't want it to be subscribed, fool.
It's fun.
Like smash that subscribe button.
What is that?
Fun.
Colton, what is that? Who is that person?
Are we on YouTube now?
Who's that guy? I've never worked with that
smash
channel.
Smash subscribe, guys. No. Check it out.
Like a scream.
That guy likes Smash Mouth.
Leave a comment below. Oh.
That guy.
What do you want me to unbox next, guys?
Shut up.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.